Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, and I'm excited this morning about the show today. I tell you, this is just, you know, it's just great. I woke up this morning excited. I wake up each and every day excited. That's the beautiful part about living your life on purpose and living with a passion. There is absolutely nothing like it. And, you know, God knows that we all have a purpose. And I just love how he works with each and every one of us, gets us started, gets us going. You know, he's so patient. And I tell you, he was so patient with me. If I don't know anything else about our God, I know that God is a patient God and that he will wait on you. And so God is wonderful and he's awesome. And so I just tell you, you know, he waited a very, very long time with me. I don't know if you are like that, or maybe you know someone who is. But I tell you, when you look at people, you know, just think, my God, he's waiting on them. You know, just like he waited on you and he waited on me. He's just so wonderful. So I just give him all the praise, honor, and glory this morning and thank him. Thank him. I cannot thank him enough for allowing me this opportunity. And today, you are tuned in right now to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are on every Wednesday. You know, God is good. He has provided the way and the opportunity each and every Wednesday for me to do this show, 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to motivate, to empower, to encourage, and to support men and women in the things that God has purpose for you to do. And, you know, these are things that we want to do in our personal lives. There are areas and places that we want to work on. You know, we're ever evolving from something and to something. You know, constantly, you know, moving forward. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to be just mediocre. We want to go higher, constantly reaching out our grasp. It's like watching a little child. And, you know, you watch that little child tries to pick up things that they can't yet pick up. Or they try to make a move that they can't yet make. Even down to little babies, they can't even all the way roll over. But you'll watch them trying. And then when they get to do the thing, you know, you're so excited and you're so happy because you see the progress. Well, that's what it's like in each and every one of your lives, is that you want to see the progress. You look at your life and you say, you know, how am I moving forward? You know, some people, they do that when they get certain ages. You know, a lot of people, they'll have these benchmarks for the various ages that they reach in life, and they'll say, okay, at 18, look at where I am. Or they'll do 25, maybe they'll do 30. Some people do 40, 50. Some people do 60. And you know, and that's what we want to talk about on the show today. The topic that I want to use for today is the art of preparation, you know, preparing today without things that really look like they're going to lead to success is an art to be able to do that. And, you know, the reality is that you're special if you're doing this because not everybody can do it. Now, there's many reasons why. I believe there's many reasons why, you know, everybody is not doing it. Some people don't know how to do it. Some people simply don't want to do it. And so, you know, we're here to help people. But you know what? You have to be willing. You know, the Word of God says if you're willing and able, you know, if you're willing to do stuff, you can go a lot further ahead than people who may have a gift and talent but not ready to use it. And there are so many examples throughout the world and throughout lifetime history we can look back and see where people who did not have the greatest abilities and talents and gifts but they were able to accomplish much more than individuals who had a lot more resources. And why is that? You know, that used to boggle my mind. Why is it? It's because of the preparation. So the art of preparation is really the heart and the topic for today. Because what I want to do here today, I really want to encourage you to begin to prepare today for what you want to see tomorrow. And this is one of my favorite things to talk about. And the truth of the matter is that regardless of whether you're conscious of this or not, whatever shows up in your tomorrow is based on the things that you did yesterday. So you're preparing for your future, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not. So I always believe, and the reason why I became a coach, the reason why I became a success coach, is that I want to be that person who works with individuals who are willing and who do want to get prepared, but I also want to be that voice, that advocate, that voice in the wilderness that says, you can do it. You can be who you want to be. You can have who you want, what you want to have. You can do these things because you're going to do it anyway. And so sometimes people say, well, I don't have what I want. Well, I don't know. Because if I was to go back and look at your history of thinking and speaking, I would say, well, based on the things that you were saying and based on what you were thinking, yeah, you kind of wanted this because that's where you're words have led you, you know, because our words drive our action. Our words are derived from our thoughts. So everything we think and everything we say is going to end up in action, and our actions are taking us to our destiny. And that's the art of preparation. Well, you can go online and you can look these things up, or you can hear one of my favorite, Dr. Wayne Dyer. He talks about it all the time in his book and his teachings on the power of an intention. You can look at Mr. Anthony Robbins. Some of you know him as Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker. You know, you can listen to him and he will talk about the same concept, or you can listen to any other motivational speaker or any other inspirational speaker. This is what they're talking about. I mean, you can even look at our Bible for that matter. You know, the Old Testament, all of the Old Testament is teaching and preparing people for the coming of Christ. And they prepared and prepared and prepared, and the preparation, the way was made, the Word of God says, and the way was made. And guess what? He showed up because of the preparation. And so it's really true. I mean, you know, I know it sounds simple, and sometimes when things are too simple, it's hard for people to, you know, grasp their mind around it. Because sometimes what is so hard that it can even make a simple thing seem difficult is that we're not willing to do the work. You know, I heard someone, I believe it was my coach, but I'm not sure. And God bless my coach, because, you know, coaches, we have coaches too. So I have my awesome, awesome coach, Dee Marshall, and she's an awesome woman. But, you know, she says that, you know, it's not necessarily, it was either her or Miss Cassandra Johnson, so I don't want to miss-say, but it was one or the other. Awesome, awesome, awesome women. And she said, you know, the work isn't necessarily hard, but it is work. It is work. In other words, it's going to take some, you know, some sweat. It may even take tears. It's going to take some action on your part. So you're going to have to do some things. And the thing is, how hard can that be? We're doing things all the time, and you're doing things all the time. It's just that you want to do things that are calculated. It's like what we say in the business world, where people say, well, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners, you know, they have to take risk, and that's scary. I don't want to take risk. Well, business owners, they take a lot of risk, but they also take something called calculated risk. In other words, they're weighing all the various options that can happen if they take that particular path or that particular road. So in the art of preparation, what I want to teach you today is how to really begin to operate in that concept. So there's a couple things that you have to do if you're going to really operate in the art of preparation. The first thing you have to do in the art of preparation, the first thing you want to do, you want to have your dream. You want to have that vision of the thing that you're trying to be or the thing that you're trying to do. It could be a goal. It could be some accomplishment that you're trying to achieve. So you want to start with having the thing that you're preparing yourself for. I mean, it's kind of hard to prepare yourself when you don't know what you're preparing yourself for. And again, if you just tuned into the show, I want to welcome you to the Coach Lalisa Show. If this is your first time tuning in, well, we're glad to have you, and we'd love for you to tune in each and every week for motivational, inspirational, and encouragement as you live out your true purpose and your true destiny in life. And we're here this morning, this awesome, awesome, beautiful morning, and our topic for today is the art of preparation. And I was just given a one point here is that you want to have a goal in mind, a dream, a vision, something in the future that you're moving toward. You know, in order to move forward, you want to have that place where you're trying to get to. You know, it's not a striving, but it's, you know, you're like on autopilot. When you have that goal or that dream, it's like your life is on autopilot. It's like you're already putting out there in the universe where you want to go. And now the universe is obligated to send you various helps, the resources. Really, what is called resources. The world, the earth is full of resources. You know, the Lord tells us that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There's so much in the earth that's already here in place, and it's for you. It's for you to utilize it, or it's for you to not utilize it. It is absolutely your choice. But every single thing you need to be who you are, first it lies within you. But in order to manifest it, you need to bring it out. And so there are everything's in the universe to help you bring it out. You see, a vision is something that you see in your own mind's eye. So it's something within you. That's why I talk about in my one book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, is that everything that you are to become, the picture for that, the purpose for that is within your mind. It's already in your mindset. Now, sometimes we have a lot of negative things in our mindset that we really have to get rid of. That's really part of the problem for most adults. You know, when we're children, it's not a big problem because you don't have a lot of experiences that have weighed you down. You don't have a lot of experiences and obstacles and challenges that are trying to hold you back from that awesome success plan that God has for you. So that vision, the person that you want to be, the things that you want to do, they're in your mind. You know, remember, God says, I give you the desire of your heart. So he's already placed things already within your heart, and they're there. All you have to do is move some things out of the way, and that's what I help people do in the book. I kind of help people strip away the various things that are covering the progress, covering the goal, covering the accomplishments and the achievements and the desires and the dreams that God has for you. You know, that's why God had me to write that book. And you definitely, if you haven't read that book, you definitely want to get that book. Everyone that has read that book, they are living their lives on purpose. They have pushed past the negative thinking, the negative speaking. They've gone beyond feeling like a failure, feeling like their life's never going to be anything great because of what they've done. And you definitely want to get your hands on that book. If you can go to my website, www.lilisajwilliams.com, you can order the book, or you can order it through Amazon.com. You can order it through KingdomPublishing7.com. You can order it through the Jesus Book and Gift Store, which is in New Jersey, in Greenbrook, New Jersey. They have copies there. You can go there and pick it up. And you can also get it from the Crossroads of Life Christian Bookstore right here in Hillside, New Jersey, at 1547 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey, where my good friends, Pastor and First Lady Williams, are the owners. An awesome, awesome store. So there's opportunities for you to get your hand on this book, because the book will help you to pull back the layers of the things that have been dumped on you or happened to you or things that you've done, that you've allowed these things to sort of cover up who you really are, your gifts and your bright, shiny talents and abilities that will allow you to just really, really live your life on purpose and passion. I'm telling you, there is absolutely nothing like waking up each and every day knowing that you have a purpose, knowing that your life means something. And get this, you know, we've been talking for the past several months, since the beginning of the year, about how to live happy and whole in 2010. And so this book will help you live happy, will help you live whole. God wants you living that way. So back to the art of preparation. The art of preparation, you want to start there. And then the next thing you want to do is you want to now say, okay, that's what I see for my future. That's what I see as my purpose, my dream, or that's that goal. It could be like for me, one of my goals is to, one of my overall goals was to get an education. I wanted more education after having been a high school dropout. And then I had to use the book, Release Your Power. It, of course, was before I wrote the book. But I had to look at, well, what stopped me from graduating high school? You know, what caused me to drop out? So I had to peel back all the things that had hindered me. You know, the low self-esteem, the negative self-talk, having been molested, having, you know, quit a lot of things and never finished them. So having that stigma of you can't finish anything anyway. So, you know, dropping out of school. So when I went back to school, I just had this, you know, this dream of being educated. I just wanted to try it. It was actually more of a challenge. I wanted to see if I could even do it. So I went back to school, and that was my goal. And so every semester was the preparation part. You know, every semester I would, you know, work as hard as I could, but yet I was preparing myself for the next level. And I didn't even realize it. It wasn't, and I started at the lowest level of college that there is. And I started in a junior college, which is why I love the junior colleges. I started there because I really didn't want to overwhelm myself. And I had heard some things about the junior college of how much help they have for individuals like myself who did not want to be overwhelmed, and individuals who maybe wasn't as aggressive with their studies and homework and consciousness about being a student in their high school days. So I had heard that the junior college would work with people like that. So I went into the junior college. However, the art of preparation, you know, allowed me to go from associate degree to bachelor's. And then I got into a four-year institution, but I was prepared because I had done the work at the lower level. And as I worked on my bachelor's, the same thing. You know, I prepared and I studied. I did all the preparation things. Once I graduated, well, I was able to go into an MBA program. Why? Not because I'm so smart, not because I have this great intellect per se, but it was because the art, well, I had that, but it was the art of preparation that drove that. You know, the art of preparation will drive you to where you want to go. And so through that degree, I began to look at having a business. So I was studying business. I said, well, I may as well put, you know, there's something about learning that's applicable. You know, it's, you got to actually apply what you're learning. So I was studying a degree for business. So I said, well, I might as well start a business. And then, but because of preparation, I had to think about what business to start. And, you know, I said, well, I want to go with a business that I want to do, not just a business that people say you should go into. Because the one thing I had learned about hard work, it no longer becomes easy if it's not fun. And I learned that from growing up as a kid. You know, your parents teach you to whistle while you work. Well, you're not going to be happy working if you're doing something that you don't like. That's for sure. So I knew I wanted to get into a business that I would enjoy. And I tell you, the art of preparation is so powerful because coaching came along around the time that I was working on my MBA. It was already around, but it had really began to get out there and get notoriety. And I said, ah, that's for me, coaching. And so I was doing it without even knowing it. But the art of preparation, so now you're preparing. And next thing I know, well, because I had been prepared at all those other levels, then I just jumped right into the PhD program at another university, Capella University Online School. So there I am in a PhD program and wondering, how in the world did I get here? How did the little girl from the ghettos of Cincinnati, Ohio, who dropped out of school, who came to New Jersey with absolutely nothing, how did she go from that to working on a PhD at Capella University and inspiring others all along the way? Well, I believe, yes, the power of God working through me, but how is God working through me? What is God saying through my life? You know, it's like, what did God say through Peter's life? And what did he say through Paul's life? And what was he saying through David's life? You know, God is saying something a little bit different through all of our lives. And different things through our lives, you know, not just maybe one message. I mean, look at Paul. Paul, you know, wrote over half the New Testament. So even Paul had more than just one thing that God was saying through his life. So you can look at your life like that. So I look at, what is he saying through my life? Well, he's saying there's something to this art of preparation. If you prepare for the place where you desire to go, I say you will get there. And the beautiful thing about the art of preparation is you will be prepared when you get there. Now, you all know there's no worse thing to see than a person get somewhere and not be prepared. That's why a lot of people are not successful on the job. They're not successful as business owners or authors or whatever else they are. Why? Because they got somewhere. Maybe the door opened somehow. Somehow they ended up there, but they weren't prepared. And so what happens? They can't handle it. Many parents see that when, you know, they work very hard to own a business. And then they want to leave it to their child, but the child was never prepared to run a business, let alone that business. And what happens? The child either loses the business, wastes the money, or gives the business away. And so, you know, we see this with our children a lot of times. You know, you had a nice home, and you took care of it, and you did great things in your life, but your child played around and didn't prepare. And now that the child is adult, but they can't handle the things that you would even want to give to them, and now you can't give it to them because they will squander it away. And so the art of preparation is a major concept and thing, so that's why I wanted to talk about it today. I want to empower people to begin to look at your life as a preparation. You are preparing for something. We just want to know what. When I ended up flat broke, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, flat broke, living paycheck to paycheck. You know, just one paycheck away from homelessness. When I looked at that, you know, I had to face reality is that, but that's what you were preparing for. Every time you didn't save, every time you didn't plan where your money was going, every time you just foolishly spent on things that had absolutely no value, not even any lasting value to it, you were preparing to be broke. So don't blame anyone. Don't look around and say it's so-and-so's fault. Don't blame the job. Don't blame the fact that you haven't had a raise in 2 years or 4 years or even 6 months for that matter. You know, don't blame anyone. Look at yourself. You know, look at your preparation. You prepared yourself for where you are. Now, that sounds horrible for some people because they're like, oh my God, look at where I am. No. Don't use it for that. Use it for, but now that I know, I'm going to do something different. And let's start preparing for where we're going. You want that mansion? Fine. You want to have that thriving business? Fine. You want to be successful in the career you already have? Awesome. You want to run somebody else's company? Great. Because there are a lot of people who have businesses. They're looking for someone to partner with them and to run their business. You want to start that nonprofit agency? You want to do that great fundraiser? Well, you have the dream, but you don't just jump into where the dream is. You have to start where you are with preparation. You know, a lot of people, they look at, you know, things that I'm doing. Oh, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I've been on the radio for several years now, and going back to over 2005, because I had my first radio show online before my mom passed away in 2005. As a matter of fact, she was one of my guests on my first radio show that I had on an audio program that was online, and Audio Acrobat, awesome. And that was such a blessing to have her on the show. But let me tell you, it's all been about preparation. You know, your life experiences, believe it or not, are preparation for something that you're desiring to do that you think you cannot do. And the only reason is because you have not looked at what has God prepared you for. As a speaker, as a workshop leader, as a minister, and the things I do, I have absolutely been prepared for these things through my experiences, through my obstacles, through my every problem has prepared me for where I am today. And you're being prepared for where you're going, and you just need to take power over it. You need to begin to manage your preparation. You need to begin to take conscious action steps into what you're doing each and every day and lining it up to your dream. Get that dream, get that vision, and then line up your each and every step of your day from waking up to going to bed. Now, bless God. We thank God that you tuned in today to the show, The Art of Preparation, right here with Coach LaLisa. You can contact me if you would like. I do private coaching sessions, group coaching sessions, and you can get coached to fulfill in your dreams in life. You can call me 888-714-7776. That's 888-714-7776. Or you can send me an email. You can go to info@lilisajwilliams.com. You can also visit me on my coach page. Please connect with me on my coach page. You can be my friend. It doesn't cost you anything. Let me know what your goals and your dreams are, and I'll help you reach those. You can do that by going to mylifecompass.com. coachlalisa.com/coachlalisa. Okay, mylifecompass.com/coachlalisa. Well, until next week, be powerful and live your life on purpose.